Okay, let's get into our discussion. Beitza daf lamed zayin. That is today's daf. Today we're going to discuss, the Gemara talks all about kinyanim on Shabbos, various isurei drabanan. That's what the Gemara says, why even in the category of mitzvah, of makdishin, marichin, giving things to the base of mikdash or aser, drabanan on Shabbos and yantif. We're going to talk about, how about doing a pidyon haben on Shabbos? How about doing a pidyon haben on Shabbos? What exactly would be the problem? The Gemara does not mention it here. The Gemara does not talk about it beferish. We discussed, I think, a couple of years ago, we had a shiur about what about having the chalos of a kinyan on Shabbos, right? Not the maisa. The maisa, let's say I do something before Shabbos, but the effect of the kinyan is going to be on Shabbos, which is very halacha l'maisa in terms of internet sales. I put in a bid, and it's going to kick in on Shabbos. Is one allowed to do that? So that is not our topic. But we're going to talk about this issue of transactions on Shabbos. And Yantif, the Gemara says, no transactions, why? Gzeira Shema Yichtov. Right? One might write, or Mishum Mekach Umemkar. Specifically, that's the one that said by Makishim Arichin Machrimin. Rashi has 2 days here. What's the issue of Mekach Umemkar? Is that itself because of it's not in the spirit of Shabbos and Yantif, Mimsochabsochavadabradavar, or is it because maybe you'll come to write? So what about Pidyon HaBen? Pidyon HaBen is a transaction. Are you going to come to write? You probably don't write anything down when it comes to Pidyon HaBen, but it is a transaction. So the Gemara doesn't talk about it. So for that, we have to look in the Rishonim. So it starts off with the Rivash. The Rivash tells us, Reb Yitzchak Bar Sheshes, one of the Talmidim of the Ran, says the Rivash in Simen Kufnun Vav. Ot Sha'alta. And this is fascinating because this is one of the, we look in the Rishonim, and from the times of the Gemara to the Rishonim, if it's not in the Gemara anywhere, it's the Rishonim have to decide the halacha. Right? So most of that we look at, okay, what does the Gemara say? What's written? Here, there's nothing written. So they have to decide based on applying the principles that the Gemara has spoken about. So that's why we have 2 tshuvas today, the Rivash and the Tshuva Sadeshin, as we'll see, that they have to extrapolate based on what the Gemara says and try to figure things out. So he was asked, Ma'o liftos es haben b'Shabbos. Right, maybe he was asked, let's say day 31 falls out on Shabbos, so is there any issue? You know, maybe it's very convenient. You can have all the relatives for Shabbos, and you don't have to take off a day of work and then on a weekday, so it'll work out very nicely to have a pidyon haben on Shabbos. So, can you do that? So, imidaminan la lahadatan perek pasu de yantif. Do you compare it to everything it says in Beis Daf Lamed Zayin? Right, our Gemara. Do you compare it to those? Ein machrimin b'yantif v'koshken b'shabbos diikam mishum mekach u'memkar v'achanami domi lasher yitzorach lasis pidyon. So to here, I have to give 5 coins to the Kohen, and that way I will be able to keep my son le'avodas hedyot. So it's somewhat of a transaction, so maybe it's usher, just like our Mishnah said it's usher. O nomar delo domila, or maybe not. Maybe it's not so comparable to these cases. Why? Dilu b'pidyon haben kitzvo yadua. You don't have to bargain with a coin for a good price for pidyon haben. Right, it's not that there has to be an estimation, figure out how much it's worth. No, it's you know exactly from the Torah tells you how much you have to give. V'ilu b'yahid de'in machrimin, all the cases of the Mishnah that you shouldn't give certain value to the Beis HaMikdash, ain sham davar katsuv. Maybe you'll come to evaluate. I want to give this chair to the Beis HaMikdash. So how much is the chair worth? You might have to have it estimated. So do you compare it to our case or not? Oh, nomar, or say, maybe we can compare it to something else. We're not mafresh truma on Shabbos and Yantif. Remember that? Tikkun mana. You're fixing. Pidyon haben is similar to the manos kahuna. Just like truma goes to the kohen, the pidyon haben goes to the kohen. And just like you can't be mafresh trumas and maestros, so to here. Oh no, mar or the or maybe it's different. Or no, trumas and maestros have an element of you're changing from tevel to chulin. And here, you're not really doing that. Again, I think we discussed pidyon haben in the past, whether it's really a pidyon that you're doing. But either way, this is the shaila. He goes back and forth. So, tshuva nirashihu aser. I think it's aser to do. Why? V'yafal pisha b'afarshas truma is lo aser l'mishim the dummy l'masakein. And even though afarshas truma is dummy, is comparable to fixing. And here, you're not fixing anything. Avo b'pidyon haben shemakna lo aslam b'pidyon b'no. Zevade dummy l'mekachu memkar. It's for sure like business. it's for sure a transaction. You have to be makneh the money to the Kohen. And therefore, it's for sure a transaction, and therefore, it is usur. And he says, and even though, if you already took off truma before Yantif, you could give it to the Kohen on Yantif. That's because it already belongs to the Kohen the second I separate it, the truma. It belongs to the Kohen. Now I'm bringing him something that he owns. I get to choose which Kohen, but it already belongs to the Shevet of Kahuna. But by Pidyon HaBen, Ein HaHafrasha Klum, Aval Tzorach SheYaknehu Aslam LeKohen BePidyon. You have to do a Kinyan. The money doesn't belong to the Kohen yet. It's worse than Shruma in that way. Vein Kohen B'Shabbos, you don't do a Kinyan on Shabbos. Again, this relates to, there is a discussion whether the Ksos and the Nesivos have a discussion whether you could give the Pidyon HaBen money to a Kohen Katan. Right? Usually you can't give money to a katan, according to some Rishonim, and according to some Rishonim, you can, but what about a Kohen Katan? So some the Ksos that Nesivos discussed, maybe it kind of belongs to him already, so it's not so hard to give it. It belongs to Shevet Kahuna. So that's what the Rivash is referring to here. And then he says, V'oda filo lo yeh ela shaperei chovo. Even if you want to say, well, Pidyon HaBen is similar to paying back a loan, you also can't pay back a loan on Shabbos. Gamzeh asur v'yantif. Ein sorach lomar b'Shabbos. Number three, isn't the money muksa? Va'od, she'im ha'pidyon hu b'sloim tivuim, ha'omdos lignos b'hem, asur l'tatvel b'Shabbos. Money is muksa machmas gufo. So number one, it's bekachu memkar. Number two, even if it's like a loan, you can't pay back a loan on Shabbos. Number three, the money's usur. The money's usur. And number four, you probably have to say something, and we already had cases here in Mesechah Shabbos and Mesechah Beitza of verbalizing monetary values on Shabbos and Yantav. You're not supposed to do that. So v'gam tzorach shiyomar lo b'feirish b'pidyon b'ni. V'lefavim tzorach shiyomar b'chamei slav b'pidyon b'ni. See the way the Rivash says? It's a problem for all these reasons. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rivash. The Shulchan Aruch, both in Yoredeya, Hilchos Pidyon HaBen, and in Aruch Chaim Hilchos Shabbos. Pidyon HaBen, the halacha is quoted, the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, Shin Lamid Tes, Siv Dalid, Ve'ein Podin HaBen. Right? We are not Pod to the Ben on Shabbos, right? Mr. Brewer adds, afilu bikli, even if you're not using money, so you don't have that problem of the rivash. Let's say you're going to use a kos, right, that has the value of 5 slim. Afilu bikli sheshava chamisha slim, shedoma lamekach omemkar, right? It's still doma lamekach omemkar, and therefore it is aser. The Shulchan Aruch says it's also in Yeredeya, simin shinhei, os yud aleph, eina bechor, Royal opinion on Shiavro Lov Shloshim Yom, you have to pass 30 days, and after 30 days, you have to give it right away. Vimchal Yom Shloshim Echelius B'Shabbos, Ein Poden Oso B'Shabbos, El Yamtim Ad Yom Rishon. That is the Shulchan Aruch here in Siman Shin Hey. The Shach quotes the Rivash, Mishum Zedav Emechach Omemkar, Umitim Zagam B'Yantav Ein Poden Oso, not only Shabbos, but on Yantav it's also Aser. Good. There is a... this is all relating to the Kinyan problems of Pidyon HaBen, as was just discussed. But there is another issue. The Trumas HaDeshed in Chelek Beis, Siman Reish Lama Gimel, just says Aser without explaining. That's one Shuvah. In Chelek Beis, he says, Im Ira Kach, Kishir Asana Av, Demei Pidyon HaBerev Shabbos, B'chul, he says, Maskari Lahamtad Ad Yom Echad Achar Shabbos. Wait till Sunday. But if you look in the first volume of the Trumas HaDeshed, that's where he explains himself. Truma Sedeshin Chelek Aleph Simen Reis Samach Tes. That's where the Truma Sedeshin was asked. Yom Lama. Well, the question is, was he asked? Right. That's the question of the scholars. Whether the Truma Sedeshin was actually asked these questions, or he wrote his own questions. He wrote a sefer in question and answer form. Doesn't matter. Every Truma Sedeshin Kimat is quoted by the poskim. Very important sefer. By Rabbi Yisrael Isserlin, says the Truma Sedeshin, Reis Samach Tes, Yom Aman Aleph Shel Ben Bechor Shabbo, so Yom, Poden Oso Mechal B'Shabbos Heich Yasu. What do you do if day 31 falls out on Shabbos? Tzrichen Lahamdin B'Pidyon Arachar Shabbos Alo. Do you have to wait? Is there any way to be Poden on Shabbos? Says the Truma Sedeshin, there's no option. Agreeing with the Rivash, but he adds in different reasons. Yire, De'ein Limso Takana She'en Ifta B'Shabbos. V'yaf Agav D'Yochol Liftos Bikli kesef over shar shav kesef eslaim, but over shemurt lo talta lo b'shabbes. And even though you could use a kli, so you're not using money, so you're not worried about the muksa issues. Dein zorach liftos dafka b'mos, you could use shav kesef. So even so, v'yafilum haya baliftos b'mos haya takana b'davar. And even money, I have an option. Kigon, sheyitin l'koin amos be'erev Shabbos, kedei sheyipadui bahen le'echad b'Shabbos. Can you give the money to the Kohen before Shabbos? Do the Maisa before and then say, but it's only going to work tomorrow. What's wrong with that? Then you're not even handling the money on Shabbos. Maybe there's no even Gzeira Mekach u'Memkar. Remember, we had a whole discussion. But there are some poskim, let's say, the only problem on Shabbos is do the action, the Maisa Kinyan. But the Chalos Kinyan can happen on Shabbos. So here too, why don't we say you do the Maisa Pidyon, you give it to the Kohen before Shabbos, and then it's going to be Chal on Shabbos. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Mikol makom nira delaf shapar lemevedu kahani trei gavni. No, it's better not to do that. Don't use a kli on Shabbos and don't use the money before Shabbos. Why? De'ibal if those bekli kesef oshava kesef b'Shabbos gufei damol mekach u'memkar. So he says, first of all, maybe you can't even have a chalos kinyan on Shabbos. You can't even have the effect of the kinyan. Fine. V'nira advaram detveikel mikzer b'hachi. We might the gazruch harabban and de'makdishim e'marichin b'yantif. This is even worse than the cases on our daf and based on daf lamed zayin. Why? Why? I think it's even worse because it's real transaction. He continues. Okay, it's a real kinyan. But then he says another problem. Ube'idach gavna, giving the money before Shabbos and having it being chal on Shabbos, I have another problem. Teich yase'im habrachos shetzarech levarech. What do you do with the brachos of Pidyon HaBen? You give it before Shabbos, but you're not doing the mitzvah yet. You're doing a mitzvah before the time of the mitzvah. So it's going to be chal on Shabbos, so when are you supposed to make the bracha? You can't make it beforehand because you're not doing the mitzvah. You're going to make it on Shabbos, you're not doing anything on Shabbos. It's happening by itself on Shabbos. So you're stuck. V'gam im ha-se'uda shirigilin lasel b'shas ha-pidyon. And what about the meal? What about the sunnis mitzvah of the pidyon ha-ben? You can have it on Shabbos, but you're already supposed to have a meal on Shabbos. He doesn't quote it, but I'll add. The Yerushalmi says, right, let's say, remember the case of Purim Meshulish, where you have Purim Tesvav that falls out on Shabbos. So in Yerushalayim, they split up Purim in three ways. Right, on Friday, they do Kriyas HaMegillah and Mataros Lavyonim. On Shabbos, you have the laning of Purim for Maftir, right, and Haftorah of Purim, and Al HaNisim. That's on Shabbos. So it's Al HaNisim without the Megillah. And on Sunday is the Suda Mishloach Manos. So you split it up in three ways. So you understand why Friday is the Megillah, because Gzera, you can't do the Megillah on Shabbos, and not allowed to do the Megillah after Tezvav, there's a special din. So you have to do the Megillah on Friday, and Matan Slav Yonim always goes with the Megillah, the Gemara says. But why can't you have the Suda's Purim on Shabbos? Right, why do you have to push it off till Sunday? And Mishloach Manos always goes with the Suda. So the Yerushalmi says, and the Poskim say, because it has to be Nikar that it's L'Shem Purim. And if you're having it on Shabbos, you already have a meal on Shabbos. So here too, the Shulman Zedashin seems to say that, well, you can't have it on Shabbos, because you already have a meal. It's clear, says the Shulman Zedashin, that there is an inyan to have a meal at the Pidyon HaBen. The Gemara even already alludes to that. The Gemara Baba Kama Daf Pei that Rav Shmuel Ravasi iklu lebe Shavua HaBen v'amri lo li Yeshua HaBen. And Rashi quotes Yeshua HaBen means the Suda Pidyon HaBen. So what are you supposed to do with the Suda? The Masha Ananogim, right? Achshav, we have the Suda. So when are you supposed to have it? In Yasu Suda B'Shabbos, Kfar Padui, Hu, Imlonis Achlamos, Ma Neimol Adikir Persume, Ki Agavna. Isn't there an idea? Persume Nisa, Persume Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shein Roan HaPidyon B'Shas HaSuda. Nobody sees what you're doing here at the meal. You're just having a meal. There's no Pidyon HaBen going on. How does anybody know this is a Pidyon HaBen meal? Visu, and then he says again, Hech Yase Im HaBrachos, the Berchos Pidyon b'shechianu. What are you supposed to do with the brachas? Im yivarach be'erev Shabbos b'shas nesinas hamos. You want to make the bracha on Friday before when you give the money. Akati ein b'no padui l'shmuel. Right, machlokas Rav and Shmuel in Maseches Bechoros about if you gave the money within 30 days so that it works after 30 days. Does that work? That's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. So even according to Shmuel, the mitzvah didn't happen yet. V'gamla Rava katu lo mechayav levtoso v'echi v'rach v'tzivanu u'b'shabbos ein roi levarech delav midi kovin. And on Shabbos you can't make the bracha because you're not doing anything. Hashta u'memela haben podi b'knisa Shabbos shu yom lamad aleph kol kamad delo nesach lamos, as long as the money's still there, so you're stuck. Says the Truma Sedeshen, right, not as fundamental as mekach u'memkar, but what if you try to do it from before Shabbos? So it doesn't work. So now back to that Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah also in Hilchas Shabbos on the halacha that says you can't do it on Shabbos, and he says, V'ein lomar Yitin emos l'kohen be'erev Shabbos. And don't say you can give it to the kohen on Erev Shabbos. This is quoting from the Truma Sedeshen. The Magen Avraham quotes the Truma Sedeshen. Now the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham quoting from the Truma Sedeshen. Ukshiyagi hayom shloshim ve'echad b'Shabbos. Dozu zvan p'diya yachol ha'pidyon. Lo pisha oz lo yuchal avarech. Shekivit shadayin lo chala mitzvah. Hech yomar v'tzivanu. U'b'Shabbos nami lo yuchal avarech. Kimen dozu ino osa klum. L'chein yamtin ad achar ha'Shabbos. After Shabbos, right, there is no being poda even using this. So where did this come up? L'maisa. So if you look in the Minchas Asher on Corona, Magefas Corona, Rav Asher Weiss has this big fat sefer on Magefas Corona, fascinating, Rachmana Litzlan, but in Simon Kuf Chaf Aleph, Pidyon HaBen B'Shabbos B'Inan Corona. Right, what was he asked? Chaf He Sivan Tav Shin Pei. Right, that's in the Shavuos during Corona. He was asked, there was a Pidyon HaBen that fell out on Shabbos, and the question is, it was a time when nobody was coming to the Pidyon HaBen anyway. It was going to be the Kohen and the parents. That's it. Right, there was lockdowns. So the questioner asked, well, the Truma Sedeshen's whole point about being mefarsei in the nais and the suda, we're not making a suda anyway. Nobody's going to see this anyway. So maybe in this circumstance, so maybe then, if there's no problem with the suda, then you could give it to the kohen on Friday and have him be chal on Shabbos. Right, so it's Bamish day 31 instead of waiting till Sunday. That was the question. Lefi Truma Sedeshen, that you push it off because of the suuda. V'yef shalasas a suuda b'erev Shabbos shu adayin ha-ben lo nifta. V'alasas a suuda b'shabbos yef shar. L'ficha titke. So what about in this time? So he says, u'betzedeke ha-arta. T'kiva d'bizmaneinu b'lafach ilo yuchalasas a suuda b'mitzvah b'pirsum. You're not going to have a meal anyway. Maybe adif lasis l'koin es chamesh shkolon b'erev Shabbos. Maybe in this case, better to give it on Friday. So he says, l'maisa n'erapasha dein l'overken. He says, I don't think so, the l'maisa. Rasha Weiss Paskin, not to do it on Shabbos. He says, because, let's think about it anyway. What's the reason the Truma Sedeshen says push it off because of the Suda? Is the Suda part of the Mitzvah D'Oraisa of Pidyon HaBen? It's an additional part of it. It's a beautiful Hiddur Mitzvah. But it's extra. You did the Mitzvah even without the Suda. You're going to tell me because you can't make the Suda? What's the whole story of the Truma Sedeshen? Does he really mean that because you can't have the meal, you push off the Mitzvah D'Oraisa? A pidyon HaBen? Why does that make sense? It's a davar tafel. L'chora tamua levatel mitzvah mishum sudasa. V'chi sudas mitzvah ma'akeves ben mitzvah v'lo enkan ela hanhaga ru'uyu midas chasidus. This is midas chasidus. It's a nice thing. Ketzed yala ladas levatel mitzvah shel Torah b'shrim shleima sudasa. How can you even think that you're going to push off the mitzvah because you're missing the suda? So it must be that there is no bitul mitzvah. What does that mean? Because he explains, to lo hare mitzvahs pidyon HaBen ki mitzvahs mila. The mitzvah of bris mila is day 8. This is the day to do it. And if you don't do it today, you're being mevatel the mitzvah. Pidyon HaBen is not dafka day 31. It's from day 31. This is the first day that you can do it. And if you do it today, it's rizam akdim la mitzvahs. But it's not like if you don't do it today, you're mevatel the mitzvah. It's not like bris mila, where, what does it say in the Torah? Ubayom hashmini, yimo basar alaso. What does it say by Pidyon HaBen? Ufduyo mi ben chodesh tifte. From day after a month. It's not exact. So that must be what's behind the Truma Sedeshen. Because if it was really the day of that you have to do the mitzvah today, you would never say that a su'uda, an extra midas chasidus, is going to push off the mitzvah that you're supposed to do. So rather, it must be that even today, it's not bedafka and muchrach, they have to do it today. So that's how a su'uda could push it off, because it's not really pushing it off. It's not really pushing it off. And therefore, that's what he must mean. Number one. Number two, but then the Menachas Asher says, I don't even think the real reason is the su'uda in the Truma Sedeshen. And fascinating, I just noticed that if you look at the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham, when they quote the Truma Sedeshen, they don't even quote the Suda part. They don't quote the Suda part of the Truma Sedeshen. They only quote the Bracha part. That's the Iker problem. And that's a serious problem. Because we never try to do a mitzvah in a way that we wouldn't be able to make the Bracha. Right? And here you're going to lose the Bracha. You can't make it on Friday if you give the money then, because you're not doing the mitzvah yet. You can't do it on Shabbos, because a Bracha always has to be connected to a Maisa mitzvah. There's never a bracha, birchas, a mitzvah that we say if you're not doing anything. Right? Remember, that's the taz in Yoredei, I think we discussed this a couple weeks ago when we had a shiur about Bechor Behemoth Tahora. Why there's a mitzvah, there's a bracha on Pidyon HaBen, there's a bracha on Petach Hamor, there's no bracha on Bechor Behemoth Tahora. Because you're not doing anything. It's automatically a karbon. Right? Okay, mitzvah lagdisho, there's an extra mitzvah to sanctify it, but I'm not really doing anything. So that's why the Rav Asher Weiss here says that's the real problem. Why you can't do it on Friday because of the bracha. And that applies during Corona, whether there's going to be people there or not people there. The bracha is still the problem. And that's why he paskin that you don't do it on Friday. And then he alludes to what he writes in Klali HaMitzvahs, in his other Sefer, where he discusses a very beautiful lumdish discussion. In general, by a Birchas HaMitzvah, could you ever say a Birchas HaMitzvah before the time that you're allowed to do the mitzvah? Let's say it's Sukkot morning. Sukkot morning, and dawn is at 5:10. That's the earliest time that you can shake a Lulav and Esrog. Can I make the bracha on Lulav and Esrog at 5:09? Am I allowed to make the Birchas HaMitzvah before the time that you're allowed to do the mitzvah? Is it part of the mitzvah itself? Or is it just a preparatory stage for the mitzvah? Nafkamina, can you make the time before? So this is an example of that. Kedaka Bakodesh in his Sefer Klali Mitzvahs, he quotes many examples, but this is an example. Let's say I make the bracha before and on Friday. What's the problem? Let's say I make the bracha the second before Shabbos, and then it'll be chal right afterwards. Right when day 31 starts. Would that work in Lumdus? So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem to be bothered. He is bothered by that, but regarding the separate bracha issue, the bracha issue seems to be the Maisa, not just the time. He says maybe it's totally on the 2 days in the Ritva Msachem Dav Zayin, quote, what the purpose of a Berachas HaMitzvah is. Is it the Avodas HaNefesh of the Mitzvah before the Avodas HaGuf, or is it Hachana? Maybe that's an Afkamina, whether you can make the Berachah beforehand. Either way, this is a fascinating discussion of Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos, which is not in Shas. Many other Kinyanim are discussed, but not Pidyon HaBen, and that's why we had to wait for the Rivash and the Trumas Hadeshen to teach us about Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here.